with that, I call, right here in front of me. Oh, let's see, where's this place? University of Nevada, Las Vegas Foundation. Let me turn the page. Okay, we'll start with public comment. Is there any public comment in Las Vegas? I'll start in Elko.
No public comment.
Thank you very much. Is there any public comment in Reno?
None in Reno.
Is there any public comment in Las Vegas? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go to the annual report. And with that, I see Chairperson Diana Bennett of the UNLV Foundation Board of Trustees.
Well, my notes say good morning, but now I will say good afternoon. Chair Pro Tem Del Carlo, members of the Board of Regents, and Chancellor Rose. I am Diana Bennett, last name B-E-N-N-E-T-T, Chair of the University of Nevada Las Vegas Foundation Board of Trustees. Thank you for this opportunity to report on behalf of UNLV Foundation today. May I also introduce to you the President of the UNLV Foundation and UNLV's Vice President of Philanthropy and Alumni Engagement, Ricky McCurry. Here is a brief overview of the UNLV Foundation's finances, leadership, and operation. The 2021 fiscal year was a challenging one in many ways, but donors gave more than $39 million in new gifts and pledges. This includes four commitments of $1 million or more. Nearly 8,147 donors, including alumni, friends, foundations, and corporations, made 15,323 gifts during fiscal year 2021. Rebel Athletics led development efforts, raising nearly $5.8 million, and the College of Fine Arts raised nearly $4 million. The Kirkorian School of Medicine raised more than $3.4 million. In terms of finance, the firm of BDO completed an independent audit for the fiscal year ending 2021 financial statements and review of our IRS Form 900 and 990T. The auditors provided an unqualified opinion. A complete copy of the financial report is provided in your materials. The UNLV Foundation has assets valued at $452,579,432 as of June 30th, 2021, representing growth of $41,087,000. This amount includes endowment funds and funds given by donors for immediate expenditure for students, programs, and capital programs. Increasing endowment funds is a key component in sustaining UNLV's growth and the quality of its programs. Management oversight of these funds is provided by the UNLV Foundation Investment Committee, which has met six times during this year and is run by Randy Garcia. A little off the books, Randy and this investment committee fund is probably the most in tune, accurate, and intelligent investment committee that I've ever had the privilege of working for. I think they set the tone for any investment committee that any university would like to have. In fiscal 2021, the UNLV Foundation endowment reached a new record high market value of $391,660,364. After fees, distributions, and gifts, the endowment fund reached a net increase of 27.3%. Program support is of utmost importance. During fiscal year 2020, the UNLV Foundation transferred more than $39,976,264 to the university. The following categories received support. Privately funded scholarships, $9,971,913. Capital projects, $7,657,929. Programs, $22,346,622. UNLV has five affiliated foundations in addition to the UNLV Foundation. They are the UNLV Rebel Football Foundation, the UNL the Rebel Golf Foundation, the UNLV Alumni Association, the UNLV Research Foundation, and the UNLV Rebel Soccer Foundation. As required by the Board of Regents, each of the five affiliated foundations submitted, audited, or independently reviewed financial statements for year ending 2021, and no issues were noted. At the annual meeting of May 12, 2021, the UNLV Foundation Board Trustees took the following actions. I will not read those names, but you will vote on them. The UNLV Foundation respectfully requests the Board's consideration of approving our officers' appointments as listed above. In addition, the following individuals were unanimously elected to the Board. The UNLV Foundation requests ratification of the following new appointments to its Board of Trustees, each for a three-year term beginning July 1st. The UNLV Foundation also requests ratification of the reappointment of the following individuals, each for a three-year term within beginning the term July 1st, 2022. The UNLV Foundation had its annual dinner on October 12th, an event traditionally acknowledging our donors and recognizing new members of the Palladium Society, a group reserved for those donors whose accumulative giving to UNLV has reached $1 million or more. We are proud to recognize the impact and generosity of five new members of the Palladium Society to you today. Andrew and Peggy Chernin, their gift of $5 million to the William F. Hara College of Hospitality establishes the first ever of its kind concentrating in the fast casual dining market. Joy Chambers Grundy and the late Rex Grundy, their generosity established the Center for Transformative Neuroscience to advance the fight against Alzheimer's disease. It also establishes an endowed chair in UNLV's Department of Brain Health, as well as an endowed professorship. Sam and Lexi Lionel's request, recent gift, establishes the Harry Reid and Sam Lionel endowed scholarship within the Boyd School of Law. Aldo and Don Madriano were keystone supporters of the Fertitta Football Complex, home of the Madriano Sports Medicine Complex. Their generosity also established the Madriano Family Endowment for academic excellence in support of student athletes. The San Manuel Band of Mission Indians reached an historic agreement with UNLV to support both the Harris College of Hospitality and the Boyd School of Law. With the creation of an endowed chair in tribal gaming at the College of Hospitality, along with support for faculty positions, a scholarship for an LLM student, an annual workshop in emerging issues with Native American gaming at the law school, their $9 million commitment positions UNLV as a world leader in education related to tribal gaming operations, economic development, and law. Miriam Shearing is a lawyer who has served in the Nevada judiciary for more than 40 years. During her career, she broke through the all-male bastion of state judiciary multiple times. After retiring from the judiciary, she was drawn at the Beverly Rogers Carol Harder Black Mountain Institute of UNLV, which supports good writing and young writers and seeks to enliven the local literary culture. Shearing became a supporter of fellowships for young writers. She has been a stalwart supporter of the Women's Research Institute of Nevada at UNLV, UNLV University Libraries, the William S. Boyd School of Law, and the UNLV College of Liberal Arts. I am also very proud of the work the foundation has done in social services. Working with President Whitfield, as you know, he is keenly aware of how hard the past few years have been for so many families, and that hardship trickles down to our students. Dr. Whitfield recognized these issues immediately upon his arrival and sought my help with food insecurities. We were able to work with Three Square, and which is our wonderful food bank here in Las Vegas, and the Just One Project, a food delivery and so much more organization, to ensure a source of healthy food products to all of those in need at the university. It has truly been my honor and privilege to represent UNLV and the Foundation Board of Trustees, and I will treasure the few months I have remaining for my tenure. We have had many challenges, and yet working with all of the excellent people on the Foundation Board and the university staff has turned those challenges into opportunities to excel. UNLV continues to be an exciting institution, making exceptional strides on behalf of and for the benefit of the students and the Las Vegas community. I will always be grateful for the experiences I've had while interacting with students, professors, deans, and administrators. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for your report. We have a motion to approve from Regent Moran and a second from Regent Carvalho. Is there any questions or discussions? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, it passes unanimously, and thank you so much, Chair Bennett. You've done a marvelous job.
Diana, if you could stay at the mic for just one second, if you don't mind, Madam Chair.
That's fine.
Diana, I wanted to just recognize you and your longstanding efforts to push philanthropy and giving back to the community in the form of money and time and effort consistently, time after time after time after time after time. And also going out and finding new folks to hop in the boat and also row in the same direction, newer generation. I wanted to also state Diana's nephew, Scott Mankey, who was also one of my close dear friends who passed away, was also part of that initiative. And we're going to also miss his philanthropic give back to UNLV and to the foundation. And so he will be greatly missed by me, and I'm sure many others. But Diana, I got to tell you, it's incredible when you go in 2 months. I don't know if you're looking at extending your term or sentence, so should I say, right, Judge? it seems more like a sentence. But I don't know who's going to step up and take your place, even though we've had amazing leaders over at that particular foundation. But appreciate your time. I wanted to make sure that you knew that, and I think that the rest of the board would share that sentiment as well. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Regent Moran.
And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. So with that, we'll go to item number 3. It's information only, and it's in our briefing materials. So we'll go to the consent items, number 4. We have a motion for approval. Regent Perkins, thank you. And a second. Regent McAdoo, thank you. And with that, all in favor of the passing the consent items, please say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. With that, we'll go to new business, Regents. Is there any new business for the UNLV Foundation? Seeing none, we'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment in Elko?
No public comment.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Reno?
There's none in Reno.
Thank you. Is there any in Las Vegas? I see none, and there's nothing written. So with that, we'll adjourn the meeting of the University of Nevada Las Vegas Foundation.